coming up on this edition of In the Trenches.
See you later.
The offseason is over, and it's time go to work.
It's an emotional time, but I know that my kids are going to be in good hands. My wife takes good care of them.
One vet leaves his loved ones for his home away from home for the next month.
Good to see you.
The Jaguars have a new-look defensive line, but the man tasked with shaping the pass rushers is the same, though his responsibilities are much different.
They start the tone, and, I put a lot of pressure on them guys to do what they're supposed to do.
All that and more on In the Trenches, training camp with the defensive line.
This a lot right here. I just stand here in this spot more than any other spot and just look at what I'm about to kill. Show me your dinosaur voice. How you talking dinosaur? Okay.
2, 3, 5, 8, 16. I'm all over the place, man. I got to deal with all kinds of problems. So many different homeworks, math equations that I don't even know, man.
My wife's been hooking me up. She's been helping me lose weight, man. I know all the Jaguar fans probably like, man, what happened to Roy? I lost like 20 pounds, and I'm probably gonna lose maybe 5 more to play at about 310 this year. Hopefully that'll help me, get to the quarterback and stuff like that a little bit faster. It's the same every year. It's kind of sad to leave, but. It's kind of like going on vacation after a couple of days. You kind of get used to being away from the kids, and you kind of got to train yourself to just focus on work. All righty. Oh. Thank you, baby. Thank you, guys. I'll see you later, okay?
See ya. I'm not going to drop you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Defensive tackle Roy Miller says goodbye to his wife and 5 kids.
Maya, you bring that food for me?
He's off to training camp to prepare for the 2016 season. For 3 weeks, Miller will be away from his family.
Oh, my.
With all of his attention on football.
Go get some rest, all right? See you later. Bye-bye. It's an emotional time, but I know that my kids are going to be in good hands. My wife takes good care of them. So that's what I'm focused on. I want to be even better player than I was last year. I just want to help this team, man. I've seen this team come a long way, and I want to see it go all the way. I want to see us do things that nobody thought the Giants can do, and I want to be a part of it. I want to be a big part of that, actually. Or you're around football 24/7, and then you go to the hotel, and it's all about you, where you can go watch film, you can go get extra treatment, you can get dry needling, massage, all the things that are necessary to be the best you can be in training camp. And I think that's one of the best things. I think that's one of the best things is that you just have 100% of your time is dedicated towards your craft.
Miller arrives at Everbank Field at approximately 8:15. The 8-year vet will see some familiar faces today, but before his season can start, he'll have to step on the scale.
Well, what up, bro?
Oh, what up? Chilling, man. I wake up sometimes, middle of the night, brush my teeth. I set an alarm for 3 o'clock in the morning, brush my teeth. There's a direct correlation between teeth hygiene and your body hygiene.
sports performance. I said, your teeth are good, your body will be good. What's up, man?
What's up, big dog?
I got a bone to pick with you, man.
What's up?
Good to see you.
See you. How you been?
Good. Really good. You?
Good, good. Did you weigh in and stuff?
320,
15%. What's up? I need to get in there. 16? Bingo. You see that? No, I'm proud of that, though.
The weight of a new season is not just on Roy Miller's shoulders, but the entire Jaguars defense. And the man leading the new look group is a familiar one.
Set, go, 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 go. Shoulder down. That's right, that's right.
Defensive line coach Todd Wash added the title of coordinator.
You know, I played at a small Division II school. I was coaching at Division II. I thought, well, maybe someday I can get to, you know, a mid-major or something like that if things go right. But, you know, I just think if you work hard and you're good to people, you're going to have a chance. But I never even dreamed of, you know, being in the position that I'm able to be in today.
Hey, we're on the hop. Nickel. Hard count. Now Duval. Let's go. Hey, that's great vision. That is great vision.
What's Wash's vision for his defense? Naturally, it starts up front.
Everything we do, you know, you got seven other guys looking at him every snap. They start the tone, and, you know, I put a lot of pressure on them guys to do what they're supposed to do.
Wash embraces the challenge of wearing two hats, but to make it work, he has to lean on his fellow coaches.
If you come in and all of a sudden, you know, the same staff stays and you're the coordinator, you got to learn them, you know, and then you got to coach your coaches. So the biggest thing here is we know each other. We've talked along the way how we think this thing should go, and we're all on the same page, and that's very important.
Balls to your left, Dante. Hey, we got this. Balls to your other left. See, watch. See, the one makes an L.
The hardest part of coaching the men in the trenches may be keeping them going in the same direction.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Just being the D-line coach, I couldn't wait to be in there. You know, we got great characters, and they got great character. You know, so it's awesome going in that room, and the energy and the excitement that they have, and the fun that we have. You know, it's a wild group, but I love it.
Next time on In the Trenches, the Jaguars take their first day off from camp.
Yeah, that's nice for these little pre-made bottles. Very convenient.
One of the newest Jags gets back to reality.
It's cool just to be normal and do things together. It's the simple things that matter, you know?
Plus, it's Friday Night Lights for the annual scrimmage. All that and more on In the Trenches, training camp with the Jaguars defensive line.